I just assumed that that had moved along, but I guess not.
Oh no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No. Not why? Yeah.
I just figured, you know, I forgot how slow that wheel actually turns.
Yeah. Sometimes it just goes backwards.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
Oh, I'm a little sad tonight.
You are?
We're here to send off a legend.
Sarah Palin died?
No.
Oh.
No. Just mere hours ago, it was revealed that we lost a comedic genius.
Gee, who could that be?
You know who it is.
I do know who it is.
Yeah, poor Robin Williams.
It's very sad.
It is.
He was very sad.
He was only 63.
He was.
They think he died of asphyxiation.
Say that 3 times more.
Yeah, I know. Now, I guess we'll just have to see whether or not his pants were around his ankles and he was, like, dangling from a closet somewhere, or...
Yes.
I found it very weird that on one of the news stations that they said that he was found unconscious Monday afternoon at about 12 p.m. inside his residence. The last time he was seen alive was approximately 10 p.m. on Sunday. So where was he for 14 hours? Like,
he was in between the dress shirts and the khakis.
Like, it boggles my mind that, like, people just disappear for the better part of a day. And,
well, I could honestly say there's probably spans of time of 14 hours or more when I am not seen in public.
Yeah,
and
but
I don't have the paparazzi following me and taking pictures and Twittering and stuff.
But you also don't have a wife and 3 kids that live in the house.
Well, where were they at the time?
That's what I don't understand. Like, do you get up? Like, okay, so 10 p.m., the wife goes to bed, and he's farting around somewhere. She wakes up, and he's nowhere to be seen. Like, you wouldn't try to get in touch with him to see, hey?
Well, no. I mean, what if there was a habit of him sleeping on the couch or having insomnia or, you know, stuff like that?
I guess. I don't know. It's very sad. And it's weird because, you know, everybody calls him a comedic genius and how mm-hmm. he was, I guess in 1996, he was voted funniest person alive. And you find out about these comedians that they have the most fucked up lives and they're not very happy people.
Well, I think that goes for a lot of people with money. I mean, don't you watch the Kardashians?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. Well, they got. That's a little different because she's only famous because she fucked some dude on a tape somewhere.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, he had his problem with drugs and alcohol and whatever. And
supposedly he had gone back into rehab.
Yep.
Beginning of July.
Yep. And now he's dead.
It's, wah, wah.
And you always hear, like, you know, these comedians, these funny people, they're just broken individuals who just want attention, which is why they go into the field, and none of them are truly happy, and they struggle just to feel normal and shit like that, and it's like, oh, okay. That's just...
I wonder if they've talked to Pam Dauber yet.
I don't know.
Because, I mean, she's probably really pretty shaken up, I bet.
You think?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you got to get a quote.
Maybe, maybe not.
No, you don't think so?
I think that's probably the last person
Who they would ask?
who they would ask.
Well, who do you think would be number one on the list of who they're going to ask? Are they going to ask Ben Stiller because he's in Night at the Museum 3? Are they going to ask Matt Damon because he was in Good Will Hunting?
No, well, I don't
They're
know.
not going to ask Jonathan Winters because he's already dead.
Well, apparently MSNBC could only dig up like James Lipton to
Yeah,
call in
see,
and
I
talk
mean,
about
do you think they're scrambling? It's like, damn, the phone's busy again.
it.
I mean, Sally Field for Mrs. Doubtfire? I mean, who do you call?
Well, now I guess Miss Doubtfire 2 is not going to happen, huh?
Well, unless it's Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, jeez. There's.
But you know, I mean, we've leapt bounds in CG, so you know it's possible. We just, dub him.
Go. Let's see. Well, okay. Well, rest in peace. Robin Williams is trending on Twitter right now. And everybody from Darth Vader to Ron Perlman to all kinds of people are just saying, rest in peace, Robin Williams. The Hunger Games?
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I wonder, okay, let's just see if Pam Dauber is
On
actually on Twitter.
Twitter,
Yeah. How do you spell her last name?
Dawber.
DAWBER.
Oh, we have tributes from Eddie Izzard. Tributes from Cher,
Well, that
Penn
makes
Jillette,
sense. That's
Joel McHale, Craig Ferguson, Kristen Chenoweth. Oh, Cher said, "Oh, Robin, frowny face."
Oh, what the fuck?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
See, okay, well, see, Neil deGrasse Tyson is kind of a hot topic on Twitter, so yeah, I could see that.
Steve Martin, George Takei. Oh, no, that's not it. He's become interested in watching UFC fighting.
So apparently.
John Stamos just said, "God, no."
Apparently, Pam Dauber does not have a Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, what a shame.
You sure?
I did a search and I can't find her. Unless it's just at Pam Dauber. At Pam Dauber? No. Well, there's a couple of different ones, but I don't think any of her are official or that she posts because
Yeah.
they're all just little eggs.
Just little eggs.
Yes.
Where Mark was born. That's
Exact.
perfect.
There you go.
Oh, William Shatner.
Well, lots
Will
of those people
Wheaton.
were around in his heyday of television when he was on Mork and Mindy. I mean, and he does have an extremely varied body of work that he was in, whether you liked
Yes,
his
he
stuff or you
does.
hated it. He's in one of my all-time favorite films. Can you guess which one it is?
The Fisher King?
No.
Is he in as a main character or is he just a
Yes.
fish?
No, he is the main
Human?
character.
Jumanji.
No.
No.
No. It's a quirky
Robin.
film
Wait,
that.
now, don't say.
Okay.
I'm thinking. Fern Gully?
No, not Fern Gully.
Fern Gully was good. Aladdin?
No.
Merry Friggin' Christmas?
No.
Lee Daniels, the butler.
No. Was he in
Old
that?
Dogs, yes.
No.
Night at the Museum.
No.
August Rush.
No. Can I just tell
Happy
you?
Feet. No! We're
No.
gonna go through the whole fucking list. RV.
Nope. Come on, a good movie.
The Night Listener.
No.
Robots.
No.
Death to Smoochie.
No.
1 Hour Photo.
No.
AI.
No.
Bicentennial Man.
No.
Patch Adams.
Come on, seriously?
What Dreams May Come.
No, I did like that movie though.
Flubber?
Nope.
The Birdcage.
I really like The Birdcage, but that's
I
not the one
was
I'm thinking
awesome
of.
in The Birdcage.
Yes, he
To
was.
Wong Fu, thanks for everything.
No.
No?
Nope.
Being Human.
No.
Toys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I had to
Toys
go back to 1992.
is one of my favorite films of all time.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
When they send the little toys out to fight the battle, and it's just, and they're doing the wacky music video thing to keep the guards occupied. I love that movie. Thought it was really well done.
Popeye. What about Popeye?
Popeye is good. I mean,
Yeah.
Popeye is probably my first memory of Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Probably before I even watched Mork and Mindy. I think
Okay.
it was probably Popeye that I saw first.
Yeah.
And I still like it. It still has a place in my heart. I like Popeye.
You like Popeye.
Yeah.
Well, Drew Carey has chimed in
Yeah.
with condolences to the whole world. David Copperfield says, "No matter what people tell you, words and ideas can change the world." Robin, yours forever did.
Oh.
Heartfelt. Heartfelt.
So what's your favorite Robin Williams work?
I gotta say, Birdcage is up there.
Yeah.
Aladdin is up there. Jumanji, not so much. Flubber. Flubber was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. Good Will Hunting.
Was
Yeah.
his show canceled?
The
The
crazy
CBS
ones?
one? Yeah. Let's see.
I believe so, because there's an end date on the IMDb listing.
CBS on Saturday canceled five of its freshman series, including The Crazy Ones and Friends with Better Lives. So, okay. Guess that doesn't fuck up that. So, do you, well, okay. We think people think that he died of asphyxiation, which,
Do you think it was autoerotic?
well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, that's basically hanging, right?
Yes.
And they say that he was really depressed. I guess I don't understand. I guess I've never really been that depressed
No?
to even the
What would it
thought,
take?
huh?
What would it take?
For me to kill myself?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. Again, it's one of those things, like you hear about these people that are so depressed and they've got all this money and nothing can make them happy, and it's just really, it's sad. 'Cause you know he had more to give to the world, like oh, that's funny. Okay, so I was on Internet Movie Database and they had a bunch
It
of
got.
stuff on here, and then now it's changed.
Ooh.
Mrs. Doubtfire 2 was on here not more than 5 minutes ago, and now it's gone.
And been canceled.
Holy shit. That's fucked up. It's just sad. I don't. I mean, even in his dramatic stuff, he was really good.
He was. Comic genius.
Well, not.
So do you
not,
think.
What?
Do you think he and Whitney are up there doing blow right now?
Probably.
Bobby!
I mean, when you look at his work, and he's done things like Good Will Hunting and Dead Poets Society, and even Bicentennial Man was more of a serious movie as opposed to what is normal things. What Dreams May Come.
Yes.
You know, that kind of stuff where, well, What Dreams May Come is kind of appropriate, I guess. Where he dies and goes to find his wife in hell and...
In a painting.
In a painting, yeah.
Yes.
And his young son who died suddenly turns into Cuba Gooding Jr. and... weird shit like that. It's sad. So is he number... What number is he? Have we started a new cycle? Is he number one?
Well, we have him and we have the guy from Game of Thrones both died today.
Yeah, but he... I read that one too, and he's nobody that's anybody seen yet. Like, he was new.
No. He was the old guy at the watch.
I thought he was new for this season.
Uh-uh.
No?
Nope.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to figure out where I can find it. Well, it should be in the Hollywood Reporter, right?
It should be. Oh, Lance Armstrong has a reaction. he says he'd give his left nut to have Robin come back to life.
Oh, did you write that one yourself?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, God. That was funny. I guess Robin Williams has overshadowed this other guy.
Well, we had James Brady.
Yeah.
Who died of a gunshot wound 33 years after he was shot. No, I'm not laughing. I'm serious.
Okay.
So now they're investigating to see whether or not they should bring murder charges.
Let's see. J.J. Murphy was set to play Sir Dennis Malister in season 5 of Game of Thrones, died on August 8th, just days into filming the new season. The newly cast Game of Thrones actor collapsed and passed away on August 8th.
Oh, I thought he was the guy.
I think they've referred to him in the show, but they've never showed him.
Oh.
So...
Well, that kind of sucks. You just get cast and you die.
Well, apparently he was really excited to be working on the show, and then
apparently too much.
So, do you think does HBO just recast it and reshoot it, or do you think that they let him do his little thing and then they recast it and hope that people don't notice? Because they're good at that.
See, I would think they recast it right away.
Reshoot it.
Just give him a little whatever and. You know, a little in memoriam and then move on.
Oh, poor guy. Oh, well, here you go. Game of Thrones producers D.B. Weiss and David Benioff issued a statement on J.J.'s death. "We will not be recasting J.J. Murphy," they wrote. "He was a lovely man and the best Dennis Malister we could have hoped for. And now his watch has ended." Okay.
Okay.
Well, gee. Maybe he just will get taken out through CGI. Just a whoop. Sword to the back of the head. You never see who it is. And then they just write in a line of dialogue that says, hey, this dude died. Well, okay, so that's two for the in the last couple days. I mean, does this dude count though?
I don't think so.
Because he's not in the like the public consciousness?
I don't think he was a celebrity. I mean, would you consider him a celebrity?
The things that he's known for, I haven't seen any of, so. But he's in the upcoming film Dracula Untold.
Ooh.
He was a prominent stage actor in Belfast.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, I'm saying. So maybe not. So I guess Hollywood needs to watch out, huh?
Guess so. Coming for you.
I bet you Robin Williams wasn't on the death watch list thing.
Oh, probably not at all.
Oh, poor Robin. Jimmy Kimmel wrote that he was very sad, and that if you're depressed, you need to tell somebody. So if you're out there and you're listening to us and you're depressed, you should really tell somebody.
Yeah, but don't tell us, because we'll just make fun of you.
No.
No? Oh, no. Okay.
Poor guy. Well, this is a depressing show. What else is going on?
Sad. It's very sad.
CNN on their webpage, big letters, Robin Williams dead. Well, thank you.
Oh, well, that's good. Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that.
What about, did you hear about the guy that was killed by Tony Stewart?
Yes.
In the racing thing?
That's one way to make sure you win.
Did you actually watch the video?
I only saw edited video where they cut away from it.
Oh, no, that's... If you go on YouTube and you type in Tony Stewart accident, it's like the first
thing. They show him getting hit?
Yes.
That's horrible.
Yes. But, you know, it's funny because the dude gets out of his car and then runs into the traffic because he's pissed that he got knocked out of the race. And it's at night. He's wearing all black. And I don't really think the cars have headlights.
Well, and they're driving those fucked up cars,
and these cars are on dirt and they're made to drift, so right. As soon as he tries to veer away, he like drifts right into the dude.
Yeah,
but yeah, they were all on TV this past weekend just saying, oh, he's going to be facing criminal charges, and it's like the dude ran out.
Yeah, and it's very sad. It's very sad.
What is this headline?
Robin Williams not dead. It's all a joke.
No.
No.
This
is
no. Okay, this has got to be a joke, but apparently Sheamus of the WWE has tweeted that he is going to be portraying Darth Vader in the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. Whoever that may be.
One, Darth Vader's dead. Apparently he was on the what's it called?
Rag?
No. I'm trying to find the thing now. Skellig Michael Island, which is where they were filming.
Okay.
And the filming on the island at a monastic settlement.
Monastic?
Monastic? Yeah, I can't read.
Oh.
Apparently, he has said that I can't confirm that I won't be reprising the role of Darth Vader. I hope that's clear. And then he's tweeted a whole bunch of shit of him with Darth Vader's lightsaber, and that can't be right, right?
When did he play Darth Vader?
Apparently, when they were out shooting in Ireland.
When did they shoot in Ireland?
Past couple weeks. They.
Oh, recently.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was in several places at the same time that the film crew was, like, they were in Kerry for a while, and he was there for that week, and he was. They were shooting on Skellig Michael Island, and he was there, so.
Interesting.
I can't see them. I don't. Unless it plays into the story really well, I don't think they'd bring back Darth Vader.
How?
I don't know.
I mean, what?
Like, even if it was a vision, it would be the Force ghost of Anakin,
Correct.
right? Hey, speaking of Star Wars, did you watch the Clone Wars cartoon?
A bit of it, but not the whole thing. Why?
Did you watch the last season? You don't have
It's
Netflix
on
streaming.
Netflix?
Yeah.
No, but I know quite a bit about the last season because of people I know and can't talk about. Why do you ask?
I'm very confused. We watched my daughter and I watched the last episode.
With Bane
Yes,
Malor?
with
Bane?
Darth Bane.
Darth Bane, that's it.
Yeah. And thinking back over the series, we watched six seasons in about 2 months. So it was really compressed. And when you watch something like that, you look at things in a different way than, say, you were watching it week to week. But it contradicts, the entire series contradicts so much of what happens in the movies that.
Oh, what do you mean?
I'll just give you an example. So, if you watch Star Wars Episode 3,
Yep.
when they go and they meet Count Dooku, Anakin makes a point of saying, "My powers have doubled since the last time we met." And everybody takes that as when they fought in the hangar on Geonosis and whatever. But they fight a shitload of times in the cartoon. And Obi-Wan makes a point of saying that they hadn't met General Grievous yet, and yet they meet a bunch of times in the cartoon. And one of the things that really got me was Yoda goes on a trip with R2-D2 at the end of this.
Yes,
And
because he gets busted out of the
out of
whatever
the
you want to
temple.
call it. Yeah.
And one of the things that I find funny is they've always said that R2's mind was never wiped and that he knows everything. He still knows everything right up until the end of Return of the Jedi. Yet Yoda doesn't recognize him on Dagobah. R2 doesn't know who Yoda is. And when you watch the thing in a timeline of following what events happen when, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I know it's a cartoon, and I know that it's not real, but I like my shit to make sense.
Well, you know it's between episodes 2 and 3,
Yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay.
So if all this stuff happened, and I know that fucking Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back was shot in 1980. And fucking none of this shit was thought up yet. But if you were to actually watch everything
Did you
in a
watch them
timeline.
in order of their episodes?
Yes.
Because there are a bunch of episodes that are out of sequence.
Well, but not even that. But I'm just talking about like Luke lands on Dagobah to find Yoda in Empire
Yeah.
Strikes Back. Yoda has no recollection of R2-D2. R2-D2 doesn't know who Yoda is. Like, I don't know. I guess it's that thing of prequels that have to fit into the timeline of the movies you've already made.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I just wasn't happy with the way shit ended. It just opens way too many questions that they're never going to answer. And now, what are they going to do with Rebels? Like,
Well, Rebels is
is between three and
between
four.
three and four.
Yeah.
And some of those characters will meet characters from the original trilogy.
Right. Well, it's all too
But
confusing.
if R2-D2, and I don't know, maybe he had
Selective memory wipe.
yeah.
Like he knows that Anakin was
Because
married to Padme, but doesn't remember Yoda.
well, but why doesn't he tell Luke and Leia that they're brother and sister?
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, there's huge gaps and huge fucking plot holes.
And in episodes 2 and 3, R2 can fly.
And he flies throughout. Well, yeah. He flies in 2 and 3 and the Clone Wars, but never again. Maybe like he loses that shit gets old and they replace his legs, but they don't put the jets back in. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things you just have to suspend your disbelief over.
I can't. I like my.
And what if his memory wasn't wiped, but it was replaced? You know, I mean, do you think he had like a huge, like, 50 terabyte RAM card, or do you think, like,
Well, that was always one of those. What?
Ben's got a, a drawer full of little memory sticks that, oh yeah, this one.
Well, one of the conceits was always at the end of episode 3 when the droids are put into the care of Captain Antilles on the Tanna 4. God, I'm a geek. He makes a point of saying, wipe the protocol droid's memory.
Right.
And R2 snickers. And one of the things that even Lucas said at one point was that the droids, especially R2, knows everything that's happened.
Well, are you putting an awful lot of faith in R2 that he was actually important?
Well,
I
it's.
mean, what if Yoda just thinks he's just another R2 unit?
But why wouldn't R2 recognize him?
Who says he does? Maybe that's why Yoda tries to electrocute him. Ah, shit, been recognized. Zap.
Starts hitting him with the cane.
Yes.
I don't
I
know.
mean, because does Obi-Wan remember R2?
Well, that's another thing. Why doesn't
Because
he?
obviously at some point Obi-Wan has met R2 in the past.
Yes, and he goes on missions for Obi-Wan.
See?
And why doesn't O and Obi-Wan goes, "Well, I don't ever remember owning a droid." Well, okay. You didn't own the droid, but you know who the fuck R2-D2 is.
Right.
You know that he was your Padawan's girlfriend's droid. And hey, now they're on Tatooine, and the kid that I'm hiding, whose last name I didn't change, is on this planet too. So why wouldn't you be like, well, shit, okay, here's the thing. Like, I fought with this little dude in the Clone Wars. Like, me and him go way back, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but your father's like a bad dude. Like, it changes the dynamics of everything when it's set into a timeline like that. Because if I was to show my daughter just the movies in chronological order, 1 through 6, you don't see the reveal of Darth Vader as Luke's father. All that's gone because you know it in episode 3.
Right.
You miss the surprise of who's this little green guy who's walking around Dagobah. Oh, well, at the end of episode 3, we saw Yoda and he goes and he lands there and now they're back on Dagobah. Like, if you watch it in chronological order, it wipes out any surprises. And I just think it's shitty writing on Lucas's part, but...
Well, I kind of think that the prequels never really needed to happen.
No, they didn't. Nobody was asking for it.
Yeah, it didn't really solve anything. It didn't help with the canon. It was just, you know...
I mean, I think we've talked about this. Episode, like the prequels, I don't really care how Anakin became Darth Vader because it takes away from the menacing force that Darth Vader has when he marches through the doorway in episode 4 in the beginning. He's choking people out and he's killing people left and right. You don't know who he is and you don't know what his motives are. And he's just the baddest motherfucker in the galaxy at that point. And it, like, you don't need to know that he was a whiny emo Jedi kid.
Right.
Who couldn't act to save his fucking life. Like, none of that's important. Like, I wonder what the thought process was between that and when he decided that maybe he should make 7, 8, and 9 before he sold it to Disney. Like why he didn't, when he was thinking about doing 3 more films, why he wasn't like, well, Mark and Carrie and Harrison are getting older, so why don't we do these now?
Before they're dead.
And then later on, we could go back to it.
Right.
Like, because the prequels doesn't matter at that point. You can get fucking anybody to be in them.
Right.
But.
Well, and they did, didn't they?
And they did. They dragged all kinds of people into that fucking movie. And you have somebody like fucking Natalie Portman, who's a really good actress, giving like really crappy dialogue.
Yeah.
You know, just, I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I just like my things to make sense. Like if I'm going to invest into 6 seasons of Clone Wars, I want it to jive with everything else.
Really?
Yeah. And if they knew that this was going to be the last one, they could have ended it with the plot to kidnap the Chancellor, which sets in motion episode 3.
Right.
Like, tie it up to that, not just kind of leave it with Yoda walking away. And I kept hearing, oh, Mark Hamill's in the last one. He's Darth Bane. Like, get ready. And he's in it for maybe 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then he's gone. And it's like, oh, okay. I thought maybe he'd show up and actually fight her.
No.
You know, he chose
him. He got bored and went home.
He shows him the future of Luke. And, like, it's actually Luke Skywalker and his voice.
Yes.
You know. Maybe Luke travels back in time and becomes Darth Bane.
Ooh. Wouldn't that be bizarre if the last 3 movies were actually setting the prequels straight? That it would go back?
That would...
You know, like a droid shows up with a message that they have to deliver it exactly on this day. I mean, you know, it's never been done before.
I've been living happily in 1885 for the past year.
Yes.
They did that in another show recently, too. What the fuck was I watching? Oh, they did that in Doctor Who. They had an episode where a guy knocks on the front door and he was like, I was told to come here at this time in this place and hand you this message. And I was like, oh, way to rip off Back to the Future 3. But it was one of the better Doctor Who episodes. I know you don't watch Doctor Who, so.
Well, the new episodes haven't started.
No, but I'm talking about, like, the David Tennant years.
Oh.
Like 3 or 4 seasons ago. Because you watch some of Matt Smith, right?
I have watched some of the Matt Smith. I've watched some of the Tom Baker. I've watched some of it, but I find a lot of it hard to watch because it's just so bad.
Yeah, it's a debate of when people ask me about Doctor Who and where they should start. It's like, well, I mean, it's very much like Star Trek: The Next Generation. Not there isn't a single season where I can be like, this is the definitive season. All of these episodes are really good, so watch this. It's
Right.
always interspersed. Like, you may get one or two really good Doctor Who episodes in a season,
See,
and you have to
that's
muddle
what
through the other stuff. Like,
Yes.
it's same thing with Star Trek. Like, people go, oh, well, what's your next, what's what should I watch for Next Generation? I'm like, well, you can watch this
Yeah.
episode or this episode, but don't watch it all.
Right.
Like, when you get to a certain part, just act like nothing else happens. You'll be fine. You'll
Nothing to
be
see
good.
here. Move
Yep.
along. Move along.
Move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yes.
Ah. There was something else I want to talk to you about too. I can't remember.
There was? Can't remember.
No.
No?
No.
The story about the guy who farted on the kid's head?
Oh, what's that?
Oh, you haven't heard that one?
No.
Oh, this still reminded me of you, actually.
Almost afraid to ask why.
Because this sounds like something you would do.
I would go by and crop dust a kid or something.
That's exactly what this is about. So this guy was with a friend at Target buying a game, Risk, and he says this little Mexican 7-year-old with a mohawk was being an insufferable little shit in the action figure section. So he tells his friend, "I'm gonna fart on this kid's head. Watch and learn." So he makes his way over to that aisle, and he sees this little 7-year-old calling his mom an idiot for not buying him a G.I. Joe toy, and she's saying, "You already had that one, and you broke it by throwing it down the shit stairs." He's like, "Shut up! I need it. It's the only one I don't have. You're an idiot." Awesome kid. I would definitely buy him something after that.
Yeah.
And while he's screaming at his mother, he finally shouts, "Fuck you! I hate you!"
Holy shit.
So the mom rolls her eyes and turns her back on the kid to ignore him. Awesome parenting. So he positions his back towards the kid. It's like 2 feet away from him, and he bends down to reach for one of the toys on the bottom shelf. His friend is watching him, hyperventilating, trying not to do anything out loud to give it away.
Right.
And the mother kind of, hears the whatever you want to call it. He's trying to stifle himself from laughing, and she kind of, looks over and then turns back. And the kid, he's standing there being a little shit. And the guy just lets a Chipotle-sized fart go. And he says, "It was mighty and boisterous. I swear I saw his hair blowing in the wind. I think I could have, if I weren't wearing jeans, I think it probably could have blown over an empty soda can."
Nice. Jesus.
So, right in the kid's face. Lasted about 4 seconds, and the kids just doesn't know what to do. So the guy goes back to pretending to picking up the toy that was on the bottom shelf, and the mom turns around, and the kid's screaming on the floor. And she walks up to the kid and asks him what's wrong, but the kid can't speak. And all he can get out is like, blah, 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 blah. And then he shouts, "He farted on me!"
Oh my God.
So the mother goes, "Excuse me, sir. Sir? Who, me? Yes, did you just fart on my son?" "What? I mean, I did fart on my son? Well, I mean, technically speaking, I mean, what is on?" Why did you fart on my son? So the guy turns to the little kid and stares at him and says, because the whole store could hear him being a little rotten asshole to his mother, so I thought I'd come over here and treat him like one. Mother has no idea what to do at this point, and she's like, just go.
Nice.
I think that is awesome. I think that is awesome. What would have made it better is that if he crop dusted the mother and said, hey, pay attention to your freaking kid or take it out to the goddamn car. I think that's great. And then there was another story that reminded me of you. And I don't know if you heard
Oh,
about this one.
Jesus. What?
This was the guy at Burger King who bought all the pies. Did you hear that story?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, this is another good one. This guy's waiting in line at Burger King. He's got a headache coming on. He's having a shitty of a day. There's a woman behind him yapping on her cell phone, and this little kid. And the kid is out of control, screaming, punching his mother, throwing around his Game Boy that he's got. And the mother's just not even paying attention to him. And this kid's screaming, I want a fucking pie! Was that good? You put an echo on
God.
that? That sounded good. So, the guy turns around and says something to the mother, at which point she yells at him because, you know, he's obviously being an asshole and her poor precious baby's not doing anything wrong.
Of course.
So he decided that when he got up to give his order, he would buy every piece of pie they had. Happened to be 23.
Holy shit.
So the girl is stuffing pies into a plastic bag for him, and he leaves the counter area and is walking out, and the woman gets up to order pie, and the girl goes, "Well, I'm sorry, we're all sold out." He's like, "Well, how could you be sold out?" And the girl points to the guy who's on the other side of the store, about to walk out, gives her a little wave as he takes a pie out of the bag and eats it in front of her, and then takes off. I think that's awesome. See, I could see you doing that.
You could see me buying all the pies.
I could see you buying all the pies after you've mouthed off to this woman. See?
Yeah, I would probably do
See? That right after you crop dusted the kid.
that.
So you could probably crop dust him. Well, it depends on how old the kid was. While you're standing in line in front of him.
I mean, have you ever crop dusted somebody?
Yes.
I mean, there's places to do it and places not to do it. Like,
A Burger King is not.
well, I mean, you can do it. You can't do it in like an elevator, but I
Oh, why
think
not?
because then you know who did
You
it.
do it in an elevator, and then you look at somebody next to you and you go,
But no, that's how you get away with it in one of those situations. You would be like, "Oh, what the hell is that smell?"
"Ew."
I mean, especially if it's like, you know, if you'd been to Taco Bell or Chipotle or Moe's or one of those places. You just could. Well, and then it depends like how loud is it? Could you get away with it and
Right.
like not know? Because crop dusting technically is no sound. You
Well,
just
yes.
walk by somebody and
SPD.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And like right in somebody's face.
Yes, it's awesome. Yes. So anyway, so that's. Anytime things like that happen, I think about you.
I have not had one of those run-ins in a long time.
Probably since you've left Arkansas, right?
I, yeah, probably. I mean, Arkansas, the last time that I got into a confrontation in Arkansas was the woman that wanted to call the cops on me. because I left my kid in the car with the car running and the air conditioner on.
Yes.
And I had my spare key on me and the doors were locked, so like nothing was going to happen.
Right.
And she wanted to call the cops on me, and I think that was the last time I bitched somebody out. Yeah, I would think so. I don't think I've done it here. I scream a lot at people in other cars here, but not...
Yeah, I do that too. That's called the morning commute. Because I see all kinds of idiots on the way to work in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's hard not to drive around here and not scream at stupid people. But, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah. Trying to think, see if there's anything else in the news here. Oh, his Robin Williams' final Instagram photo was him and his daughter.
With a noose around his neck?
No.
No.
Showing him holding his daughter Zelda Ray Williams when she was a young child. See, I can't picture, even being a father, I can't picture being like, well, you know what? It's time to kill myself.
No, you don't think that every, you know, once in a while you get the feeling that if you could just hit the reset button.
That's not a reset button, though.
Well, sure. It depends on what your beliefs are.
Oh, yeah, I guess. His three kids are Zachary, 31, Zelda, 25, and Cody, 22. Zelda is also an actress.
And where were they? And where were they?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know.
His wife was a graphic designer. Wasn't she the nanny, though, at one point?
That was another wife.
Oh, that was another one?
I believe this is the third one.
Oh. Oh, whoops. And she said, this morning I lost my husband and my best friend, while the world has lost one of its most beloved artists and beautiful human beings.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And why did she pick that picture? He's got like man boobs.
Who? What? The Instagram picture?
No.
No?
Never mind.
Are you looking at a different picture?
Yes.
Oh, you killed it now.
Yeah, I did. Oh, well.
All momentum is gone.
Oh, bum. Wah, wah. Ooh, we have three new tweets.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil Patrick Harris has chimed in.
And what does he say?
I am stunned and just reeling from the news of Robin Williams' death. He brought so much joy and heart to millions. Just wow.
Oh, Kathy Griffin chimed in. Put up a picture of her, Robin Williams, and Jonathan Winters.
Oh, you know, maybe Kathy Griffin killed him. Because they're both dead now and she's alive.
There you go.
I think Kathy Griffin killed him.
Ellen DeGeneres says, I can't believe the news about Robin Williams. He gave so much to so many people.
At least three wives.
Dane Cook, Jason Alexander. Ah, Robin, I'm so sorry the earth couldn't stay worthy of you. Hope happiness awaits you. Fran Drescher did two films with Robin Williams? Really?
She did?
That's
what I didn't know Fran Drescher did movies. Wow.
Apparently her final tweet to him, it was about, you know, promoting herself. That they did two films together.
It's sad. Very sad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as Robin Williams said, death is nature's way of saying, your table's ready. He also said cocaine is God's way of telling you you have too much money.
Yeah, well, he knew that all too well.
Yes. That's very sad.
Yep.
Very sad. Well, let's hope he's found peace.
Well, he found an end to whatever it was.
Exactly. And maybe that's what he needed.
Oh, she was in Jack and Cadillac Man. Was he in Cadillac Man? Yes, he was in Cadillac Man.
Was that the one with Kurt Russell?
Tim Robbins.
Ah.
He's a used car salesman with a problem. He has 2 days to sell 12 cars or he loses his job.
Yes.
Comedy gold. He will be missed.
He will.
Yep.
Very sad. Well, I don't think we can beat this dead horse anymore, so
Yeah,
to speak.
nice. Well, you know, it's Monday night. There's not a whole lot more in
Yes.
the news.
Yes.
Poor Robin Williams. Well, I guess that's it for this week. Unless you have anything else.
No.
No? All
Nope.
right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at dancemonkeypod. You can go to our Facebook page. You can listen to us on Stitcher and all the streaming stuff. And rate us on iTunes and do all that good crap. And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
It's John.
Have a good week.
And when in doubt, go for the dick joke.
I can't believe neither one of us said nanu nanu this entire show.
You just did.